Like maybe you want to be a writer and you have a full-time job right now. And by the time you wake up and you get the kids ready and you go to work and you come home and you answer your emails and you cook dinner and you put them to bed and all that stuff, and you haven't even seen your spouse yet. And you're like, what's up? What's your name? You know, and it's like you literally have zero extra time. You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. What is up? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. And if I sound a little nervous today, it's because I am. I am doing something way outside of my comfort zone right now. I'm actually recording this as a video as well to be put on YouTube. So hello, YouTube. Hello, podcasting people. The reason I'm doing this is kind of twofold. First of all, I've had so much feedback from listeners that they want YouTube videos, that they listen to podcasts from YouTube. So I'm listening to you guys and I'm following your lead. And second of all, I've just felt super challenged by a couple of the guests that we've recently had on this show, episode 34 with Todd Plotkin, how to build an audience and connect with your audience using video, and then episode 40, how to overcome the fear, hello, of being on video with Mark Pasternak. And both of them just really pushed me and challenged me to do more video. And it's so easy to get in your comfort zone. And this is not what we're talking about today, but I just want to mention, you know, you can do something really scary, and then after a few times, it's not so scary anymore. And sometimes we just kind of stop there. We've got to always just push ourselves to the next level, to the next level. And if you're not doing things currently that just feel a little bit out there for you, I really want to challenge you to push yourself a little bit more. But you know, I can't say that to you without doing it myself. So here I am. If you want a good laugh, go over to YouTube, put in Heather Parody, and you can watch this video online. Hit subscribe, would really appreciate it. But today, what I wanted to talk to you about was something that has just been brought to my own self-awareness about myself that I wanted just to be honest with you and share with you. If you are a new listener on Fidget Fridays, what we do, it's a solo round with just me and you, and it's only about 10, 15 minutes. And I authentically share with you what's going on in my week, things I'm struggling with, things that are making me fidget and squirm, to just have a very honest dialogue with you. I want to encourage you where you're at. If you are facing some different things and feeling self-doubt or frustration or rejection, whatever it is, and building your thing is so normal. And I'm there with you like all the time. And if you ever want to feel better about your life, listen to Fidget Friday and you'll feel better. It's your dose of self-esteem. But anyway, so what's going on with me right now is I've noticed something about myself while I'm working or during my day over the past couple of weeks. I noticed that I started getting, I don't want to say angry, maybe angry, like not in a good mood and kind of frustrated. And I didn't know why. It's really interesting is I am so grateful for the past year and what's happened in my business and the things that I'm learning and how I'm growing. Right now, for those of you who don't know, I do podcasting full time. I absolutely love it. Let me back up. When I say I do podcasting full time, that's not where all my income's coming in from yet. That's my goal. But when I say full-time, I mean, I treat it like it's a full-time job because you have to, if you want to make it in that industry. But I have a lot of clients. I do a lot of different freelance work within the online space, doing different production stuff with media. I do marketing stuff. I do some operational stuff. I do a variety of things from different people in the online space. And I'm growing and I'm learning so much and I love it. But ultimately, my long-term goal is to create passive income and to build my own business where I don't necessarily work one-on-one with clients anymore, but I build a platform to spread the message that I'm really passionate about. So I'm not where I want to be. That's the point. Okay. Are you in that position? Are you in a position right now where you're not where you want to be with your job, your career, your business? My guess is you aren't where you want to be. If you are, holla, tell me how you did it. I want to know. But I've started noticing like myself being frustrated and angry throughout my week while I'm working. And I didn't know why, because I'm like, Heather, okay, you're not where you want to be by any means, but be so grateful because man, you're getting closer and closer. And I'm so much closer. Oh my goodness. And I was last year, like leaps and bounds closer. So why am I so frustrated? Why am I not happy right now? Why am I not satisfied? And I'm just talking very real with you guys right now. And for me, and I wanted to share this with you, it may be different for you, but for me, what I figured out through just some processing and practicing self-awareness and getting still with myself in the morning, getting very zen, I'm trying to get more zen, y'all, is I wasn't putting my work first in the day. And let me explain this to you. Like I mentioned, I have multiple clients I work with now and I enjoy it, but I have so much work to do that my stuff, my content, my podcast, the thing, like my big dream, my big vision was kind of being put on the back burner, and all of the work that I had was being put on the forefront. And I ran out of time in the day to do kind of my big picture stuff that I want to do. I don't know if you've ever felt like that, where you look up and it's like, oh my God, this week is over and I haven't done jack with my long-term goal. Like maybe you want to be a writer and you have a full-time job right now. And by the time you wake up and you get the kids ready and you go to work and you come home and you answer your emails and you cook dinner and you put them to bed and all that stuff, and you haven't even seen your spouse yet. And you're like, what's up? What's your name? You know? And it's like, you literally have zero extra time to put in with your writing. Have you ever felt that way? So I did for a long time when I was out working jobs and doing the normal thing. And then when I became self-employed and started picking up these clients and working from home and everything, I kind of thought, well, you'll have more time to work on your stuff. But actually, I feel like the opposite has happened, where I'm working an insane amount of hours right now. And even though I own my own business and I have a lot of freedom, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see these parentheses in the air flying by, I really don't. And so I started noticing myself getting so angry and frustrated throughout the day. And I began to realize, I'm like, Heather, what is your long-term goal? What is your big picture goal? Is it to do the work that you're doing right now, like in your business? And the answer is no. Like, I'm doing it right now because I'm learning a lot. I am. I really am. I'm grateful for it. It's, you know, helping pay bills. It's doing that stuff. But that's not long-term what I want to do. What I want to do long-term is create content, spread a certain message, and I have some other big picture ideas, but that's not what I'm doing right now. That's not what I'm getting paid for right now. So it's super easy to kind of ignore it and put it on the back burner. But then it slowly starts, for me, this is just my experience, guys, it starts to eat away at your heart, and you start to feel like you're losing touch with yourself and your purpose and your calling. Now, I'm not in a position, and you may not be either, where you can just quit everything cold turkey and just like, well, gosh darn it, I'm just going to do everything, you know, I feel called to do full time. Because realistically, you have to take steps towards that and start earning, you know, I don't have to break all that down for you. You get it. But for me, what I'm practicing right now, and it's going to look different for you, especially if you don't have a home office and work from home and have the flexibility to move things around. It's going to look different from you, but I hope that this will help you start thinking about how you can implement this. For me, I'm kind of setting a rule right now, kind of, I don't need to say that. I am setting a rule. Do you see this resolve? Where I work on my stuff first in the day before I get to the rest of my work. And I've been doing that for about a week, and I feel so much better. I feel excited. I feel happy. And it's only, you know, a couple of hours that I can dedicate to it in the morning. You know, I wish I could give more and more hours. So I'm not saying that it's just like indefinite. I can only work X amount of hours early in the morning on my stuff. But when it's over, I feel so good because, first of all, I got that out. I was able to express myself through my content. I was able to be creative. I was able to do my thing. And the rest of the day, that it's filled with joy and peace. I don't know what it may look like for you, but I really want to encourage you to find, even if it's 30 freaking minutes, guys, where you're like, this is my time. This is my time to work on this big picture goal. This is not my time to work in my business. This is a time for me to work on my business and step back and look at the big picture and work towards that big goal. Because the truth is, and it's so frustrating, and you know this, and I know it, but sometimes we have to be reminded that unless we're making small steps every single day, we will not get there. And even if it's the tiniest little step that you dedicate to your book, to your YouTube channel, to your podcast, to your business, to whatever it is, even if it's tiny, it's something. And you've got to protect it and honor it and guard it, because your day will get away from you, your time will get away from you, and you'll look up and you'll say, man, why didn't I pay a little more attention to what I know I felt called to do? And here's one more thing I wanted to bring up, and I'll let you guys go, is I've also started noticing, I'm just like telling all my dirty laundry, giving it all to you, but this is just the truth. Noticing that, because used to what I would do is I'd work on all my clients' stuff throughout the day, and then at nighttime, I would try to put in my stuff, like write a blog or do some kind of creative work. But I have kids and a husband, and my kids go to bed early. I've been blessed in that arena. Holla, thank you, Jesus. But still, there was only a small window of time that I could see them, and I was trying to put my creative work and their time in the same place. And what was difficult about that, and I really learned this from Pat Flynn. I love Pat Flynn. He's just the bomb. One day we're going to be BFs. It's just going to happen. But he talked about divided attention. And what happens is sometimes we put our stuff, like the things that we're passionate about, our big picture stuff, and we kind of divide it in with something else because we feel guilty taking time to just write on our book or just create this piece of art or just do whatever. So we're like, well, I can do it while I'm cooking dinner or while the kids are doing their homework or while this and that. And that may work for you. But for me, what I learned again is that anger and that frustration came up because I wasn't fully engaged in my work and I wasn't fully engaged with my kids. I was just honestly half-assing both of them. And felt guilty and felt bad. I felt frustrated because my work wasn't, you know, the kids are interrupting me. But then too, I felt bad because here I am as a mother and then I'm like snapping at my kids. And so what Pat Flynn talks about, and I just wanted to share this with you guys, is, you know, when you sit down to do one thing, whether it's write on your book or work on this client's project or sit with your kids, whatever it is, be fully engaged with that. Give it your undivided attention, because even if it's just 30 minutes, you're going to get so much more quality work done. You're going to have such a better conversation. You're going to be so much better engaged in whatever's in front of you that even if it's a short amount of time, it feels like so much longer. So I've been working on that, implementing it when this time happens, like at night when my kids are, you know, that time after dinner, before bed, that time, put your crap down and don't work on anything and just be with them. I become, this is just me, but I become less frustrated. I feel like I'm doing a better job and it's a lot easier for me. So anyway, again, this Fidget Friday, I just share with you things I'm processing through and working on. And I want to share it with you just to be authentic and real. Make time for the thing that matters to you. Put it at the beginning of your day if you can, just so you know that it got done. You deserve that. Sometimes you may feel guilty with it, but I want to challenge that thought that it's honestly selfish not to work on the thing that you're called to do, because I believe that you are gifted with certain things for a reason, and that's to impact and make a difference in the lives of people around you. And if you're not giving them that work, it's a selfish thing. So reframe that in your mind. Working on your stuff is not selfish. Not working on it is selfish. And the other point we brought up was being careful about divided attention and be fully engaged with the thing that's in front of you and set some healthy boundaries there. It's something I'm so imperfect at. Oh my gosh, I'm so imperfect at it. Ask my husband. He'll tell you. He should have like a Fidget Friday remix where he tells you the real truth about me. But I'm working on it. I'm in your corner, guys. We have a private Facebook group. If you are not a part of it, I don't even know what you're doing right now. We are just brainstorming with one another about each other's businesses and goals, really locking arms to support unconventional leaders. All right, guys, I will see you Monday. And I did my YouTube. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.